From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. And now, another number of the year. In these waning days of 2013, we've been looking at numbers that tell us something about what's happened around the world. And today our number is 42. And we don't mean the answer to the question, life, the universe, and everything. 42 is the number of giant panda cubs that were born in captivity this year and survived. NPR's Andrea Hsu explains what the number tells us and what it doesn't tell us about pandas.
Madrid welcomes Xingbao, Vienna got Fubao, and in Washington, D.C., hello, Baobao. Here she is at a checkup just shy of 8 weeks. 42 surviving cubs in 1 year is a record and brings the total number of pandas in captivity to 376, most of them in China, of course. The steady gains in the panda population mean not only more unbearably cute photos to coo over, but also better science for researchers to tap. So, for example, this summer, Atlanta's Lunlun made this news.
This mama panda has her paws full tonight. Workers at Zoo Atlanta were preparing for one cub birth. Well, imagine their surprise when two cubs showed up today.
And although the U.S. had never seen a successful twin birth before, panda keepers knew exactly what to do.
To get them both to survive is take some work.
Rebecca Snyder is Zoo Atlanta's curator of mammals. She says they used a technique developed by their Chinese counterparts.
Periodically, we swap them.
When they were newborns, it happened every 2 hours. The Chinese had observed that panda mothers would not tend to two cubs at once. So in Atlanta, while cub A was with mom, cub B was kept warm in an incubator, and they both thrived. Snyder says discoveries like this have made a difference.
I do think the research has been a key reason that the captive population is doing so well now. Applying that to the wild population is not so easy.
So for all the hoopla over zoo births, there's still a lot of trepidation about pandas in the wild.
I think the breeding success is exciting and is really positive news. The message is we're not there yet.
John Ballou is population manager at the Smithsonian's National Zoo.
We don't know how many pandas are in the wild. The last survey showed 1,600 in the wild. It sounds like a lot, but put 1,600 people into the football stadium, it looks like a pretty small group right there, right? So it's not enough.
Moreover, he says, their habitat is fragmented. It's not one big forest. Wild pandas live in scattered patches of forest. They can't roam from one patch to another, so they're even more exposed to environmental threats and inbreeding. Ballou's focus now is preserving as much genetic diversity as possible in the captive population. He wants to breed pandas that are, as a group, hardier and less vulnerable to disease.
Up until about 4 years ago, the focus was really on trying to create as many pandas as possible, which is important when you have a small population because you need to get it large. But as the population becomes larger, then you can focus more on genetic management.
Ballou came up with a formula to determine each panda's genetic value. Those with fewer relatives are more valuable than those with a lot of relatives. Every year, he crunches the numbers and travels to China to recommend matches. Now, there are pandas that Ballou won't recommend for breeding. Take prolific Pan Pan, a 28-year-old male who's fathered 32 cubs. Pan Pan's descendants, all 119 of them, including Bao Bao, remember her? They all share some genes. So no matter how adorable, the birth of another Pan Pan descendant just isn't that interesting to Ballou.
If I know the mom and dad are wild-caught animals and haven't bred before, that makes me most excited, getting these genes into the population. Yes, and they're cute. Okay, that's kind of an added bonus.
In the mountains of southwestern China, researchers have begun reintroducing captive pandas into the wild. But they've told Ballou they're not releasing the most genetically valuable ones yet, given what little is known about how they'll fare.
But I suspect in the future, we will be talking about creating pairs to produce cubs to release into the wild.
Ones with stellar genes that he hopes will ensure the long-term survival of the species. Andrea Hsu, NPR News.